What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently the Dow has closed at a record high for the ninth straight time. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Get out the pom-poms and the cheerleaders and everything. But experts are still warning that there is a correction somewhere in the future because the market is way overvalued and they're not going to be able to sustain it. Now, obviously, in the current run-up, it is the military stocks, military contractors, who are leading the way. People understand a world war is coming. They want to cash in on it here. Speaking of cashing in on war, this is a story that goes all the way back to Iraq and has to do with a means of disposing unused, unwanted ordnance called a burn pit. And there are big, giant burn pits out in the West that are used for some of this. And, of course, when you're operating in a foreign country, you will set up a burn pit to dispose of things that you find that aren't of any use and are potentially dangerous. And, unfortunately, U.S. veterans weren't really told that being stationed near the pits and breathing those fumes were going to basically harm them severely. And so they have had major health problems from being stationed near the burn pits. And when you look at the open burning of munitions and waste as being as dangerous as it is, you'd think this would be a slam dunk for a lawsuit because these veterans have basically been ignored by the VA. You know, we're not responsible for this, you know, go on out. Unfortunately, U.S. District Court Judge Roger Titus dismissed the veterans' lawsuit regarding the health problems and deaths, saying that there's no way to hold anybody accountable for it. And basically saying that the contractor who ran the burn pits didn't get to decide where the soldiers were going to be or where the pits were going to be. That was a military decision, and as well, it happened outside U.S. jurisdiction in the war zone in Iraq. Oh, well, I guess we're not going to see that. Now, as the feminists continue to come on back and scream about equality and wages and all the rest of it, I want to remind everybody that there was a phenomenon coming out of the militant feminists back in the 1990s, and it was basically the manufacturing of a rape hysteria. And it got to the point where you had people like Catherine Comans, the assistant dean of student activity at Vassar, was literally quoted in Time magazine, you know, as saying a rape charge is a good thing for a man to go through. Now, in that context, he was talking about a false rape charge because the FBI supplemental crime statistics of the time showed that under the goading from TV talking show people and feminists, rape was the second most falsely reported crime at that time. And looking back at the statistics, we see there really wasn't an increase in rape. It was just another manufactured hysteria for political gain. And there's a very good book about it by Christine Hobbs Summers, who was herself a feminist, and was called Who Stole Feminism? And she documents how the original feminist movement, which was equal pay for equal work, equal access to education and credit, was a good thing. And we could all support it. And I did, by the way. But it got hijacked and mutated into this horrible male bash, women need to be terrified, you know, of all those evil rapists out there, off of which these hijackers made huge amounts of money with book deals and personal appearances. And so now that the feminists are coming on back again with a replay, we need to be very careful. Us guys need to be very careful that we're not going to get set up. And so in that context, there is a story regarding a student at the University of Southern California who was charged with rape, and he risks expulsion along with a jail sentence. Arman Premji was accused by an unnamed female USC student of raping her in her dorm room. And under California law, the victims remain unnamed. Now, the charges have been dropped, against this male student because they found security camera footage from this Banditos Taco and Tequila, where they had been hanging out together earlier that same night. And eventually, the two left Banditos with a female friend of the accuser in tow. And the security camera footage clearly shows the girl coming on to Premji, making lewd gestures behind his back. And so, basically, the prosecutor said this idea that he got her drunk and took advantage of her is nonsense. She had morning after regrets. That's where a lot of the rape charges came from. You had a woman, you took her out for dinner, they had a really good time, and she gets in the mood, and then she gets up the next morning, oh, what did I do? I'm not that kind of girl. He must have raped me. And it just went out from there. So Premji has been cleared of all charges as of the end of last month, but USC is still doing their own investigation, and they could still kick him out. It's nonsense. Speaking of school and speaking of political correctness, speaking of snowflakes, this one's insane. This is coming out of the Gateway Pundit. And apparently there is this professor at this school, Dr. Richard Watson, and he is teaching business courses. And he's introduced a policy allowing students to choose their own grades in order to reduce their stress, in order to avoid the emotional reactions to stressful situations, which could have profound consequences for all involved. This is actually in the syllabus. And basically saying that when he grades the students, if the students feel unduly stressed by a grade, that they can email the instructor what grade they think is appropriate, and it will be changed with no explanation being required. Hey, I got an A. I know I didn't do the homework and I didn't study, but you know, if you don't give me an A, I'm going to be stressed out. What's going to happen to these kids when they get out in the real world? This is just utter nonsense. And we think we're going to take these young people, put them in uniforms, and win a war against Russia and China? Planned Parenthood is still out there campaigning your biological genitalia has absolutely nothing to do with whether you're a boy or a girl. Which, of course, is the direct opposite. When I was a kid, yeah, you got one of those, you're a boy. You got one of the others, you're a girl. This is part of this campaign to just turn the brains of all Americans into mush, to get us so confused we don't even know what bathroom we're supposed to be using. And Planned Parenthood is out there literally putting out guidelines for parents, instructing them how to talk to their preschool-age children about gender identity. You know, Tommy, you might not really be a boy. You have to wonder how many kids who had a good grasp of their gender are getting their heads screwed up by all this thing. You know, because if mommy and daddy are saying I might be a girl, wow, you know, why would they say that if it weren't true? From the point of view of a little tiny child, mommy and daddy are functionally gods. And you have to wonder about how many of these young people who are not sure about their gender got that from outside. Apparently, over in Great Britain, 800 children, more than 800 children, are already being given sex change drugs by the National Health Service. Some of the kids are as young as 10 years old. And they're getting hormonal injections to stop the onset of puberty and make sex change operations easier. It's wacko. It's a wacko world out there. Okay, let's talk about computers and stuff. A little bit of good news. A Wilmington businessman, this is being reported over in oroz.com, a Wilmington businessman is facing an $82 million fine for making more than 21 million illegal spoofed robocalls. He got caught by the Federal Communications Commission. And basically what it is he was spoofing the caller ID so that you couldn't block him, put him in a block list, or you couldn't even track him back to see who it was. And that's illegal. One of the most annoying ones that I've been seeing here lately is the phone will ring and the displayed phone number is only a few digits away from my personal number to make it sound like this is a friend or a neighbor who's calling who's not yet in my contact list. And they got this guy, $82 million fine. Good. Because I got to tell you, I'm very angry at paying this cellular phone bill every month and having most of the calls being from scammers. It gets in the way of my calling my wife for absolutely no reason other than to say hi. Amazing. Story coming on out from Counterpunch. The decline of human intimacy in the age of mass surveillance. And basically what it's talking about is as more and more people become aware that there is no more privacy anywhere, it's inhibiting them. They're standing away. They don't want to be seen near somebody. They don't want to hold hands. They don't want to touch. They don't want to kiss in public anymore. And that carries through into your home. Gee, are they listening to us? Yeah, probably. They can. They have that capability. And maybe that's part of the plan, to keep us all emotionally, mentally isolated, and hence dependent on what's coming off of that view screen on the wall. Now, if I'm sure you all know about Google Earth. I mean, I absolutely love it. I actually had a license when it was still known as Keyhole, before Google even bought it. And for anybody who is a student of geology or just wants to see the world, it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. A lot of people will look at it and realize that some photos are edited and blurred to protect certain secrets. And, of course, many of the photos are not up to date. They can actually be quite old, especially the street view photos. But according to Blacklisted News, the police are getting a special version of Google Earth that has real-time capability. In other words, they can click on a location and they will have made available to them any surveillance cameras that are in the area. So they can basically look at you in real time. Okay. We ran an article earlier today. This is from dancingastronaut.com. How to collect funds from Spotify's $43.5 million class action settlement. And this was a classic case of infringement. The class action lawsuit was brought against Spotify by Melissa Ferrick and David Lowery. And they have finally reached a settlement in which Spotify does not have to admit that they did something wrong. It was an honest mistake. And apparently, what happened is Spotify was using copyrighted music without getting a license fee, without sharing royalties. And so they're getting ready to do a disbursement. Now, obviously, the lawyers are going to keep most of the money. And because Spotify did this to a lot of people, the final settlements probably won't be all that much. But we found out about this because in today's mail, Claire's laughing in the other room. We got no less than 9 of these cards, each with a different claimant ID and control number, saying that Claire was part of this class. Apparently, Spotify felt Claire's music was good enough to steal, but not good enough to pay for. So Claire, on one hand, is very flattered, but she's also a little bit upset because she was hoping to make some money off of this music, and it is properly copywritten with the Library of Congress. We go through that paperwork rigmarole with everything original that she writes. So I'm a little annoyed because if I'd known it was on Spotify, I probably would have said, hey, go over to Spotify and you can hear Claire's music. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you.
Aloha, snack bar.
Depends on whether it's conventional or organic or what's in it. Anyway, bad joke there. You're talking about the, as far as the, let's say, the employment aspects and the education system and so forth earlier, or variation thereof.
Yes.
It's interesting you would mention about that earlier because I remember a time when back in the 90s, of course it's changed now, where you basically, if you put in for a workplace or whatever, you do electronically by email or fill out online or whatever or on the computer screen or who knows what. I remember a time when you filled out an application that the person was either unable to fill out the application in whole, leaving major gaps, and their penmanship sucked.
Yes.
Because they apparently didn't bother to learn how to write properly. So it's no wonder that the in the employment field of people actually going out and getting work at a usual shop at the mall or who knows where, that their employability really kind of varies. But then again, I guess it depends on who they know and how they got into the workplace anyway. But it's really gotten absurd.
I want to do a comment here real quick on that. First of all, having lousy handwriting is not necessarily a question of not learning. When I was young, I was taught how to write cursive, but I never use it. It's one because of all the computerization, and as a result, my penmanship today is really lousy. And I prefer having a typewriter to fill out forms if I need, if they have to be filled out on paper instead of online. So that's one factor. Writing is actually on the decline in our schools. They're not even teaching cursive writing anymore; just block printing.
What?
The schools are not teaching cursive writing anymore; just individual letter after letter after letter, capital J followed by lowercase O followed by lowercase B, so forth and so on.
Was that degraded? Anyway, by the way, as far as the gender thing goes and who's getting what and given to who at whatever age, I can see if the child's sex is ambiguous or they got both or whatever, but I'm sorry. If they haven't gone through puberty yet, how in the world are they supposed to know what their sex is except for what's between their legs?
Yeah, that's exactly it. This isn't trying to deal with people who've got a real problem. This is literally trying to brainwash the young into this agenda so that everybody who's slightly off the norm can feel comfortable and accepted.
Well, I look at it this way. Everybody, when they're growing up, before they ever get into adulthood, let alone go through puberty, you have that age of innocence, as it were, I guess you could call it.
Yes.
At least back as I remember it, probably don't call that nowadays, but you went through an age of innocence where this thing about sex or gender or whatever was non-relevant.
Yes.
You lived life. Now, that's not to say you didn't dress in the garmentry that of what the sex was between your legs, but the moment you start going through puberty, if something was awkward going on, I mean, it's one thing to try to figure out what's going on here, but the body is changing on me and I have no clue what's going on. Mom, Dad, what's going on here? Except for what they're talking to the teacher at school or whatever. But, I mean, a child is not going to know what their gender is as far as their, thing goes and all that until they hit puberty. And if they happen to have something fluky going on, then they better go see a doctor and see what's going on.
Maybe there's something going on. My concern is that these kids are actually being brainwashed into this confused state about their gender. Because they are starting so young, where these kids don't know. Anyway, Francis, got to let you go for a commercial break.
Have a great one. Later.
Back with another phone call after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Sam in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Wonderful. Comment to the... last caller, just a quick comment, and then I have a question about Windows 7. I actually know millennials that cannot read cursive, so that is absolutely true what they're doing to the kids nowadays. Anyway, regarding Windows 7, I have a I have a new PC that has Windows 10 pre-installed.
Mm-hmm.
If I formatted the hard drive and then reinstalled a fresh copy of Windows 7, do you know if the system would be stable?
Well, that's a hard question to answer because Microsoft has been working with the hardware makers to basically set up the BIOS so that you're only allowed to install certain operating systems. Now, some of the computers that are out there are still very vanilla in the BIOS, and you can put an older operating system on there, or you can put Linux. But a lot of the newer computers, you're literally locked into the Windows 10. And if you try and remove it and put something else on there, the BIOS is going to give you a headache. And what you need to do is do a search engine, do a search for your specific model computer and Windows 7, and include the word BIOS, B-I-O-S, which is stands for the Basic Input Operating System, Input-Output System, rather.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I have a couple grammatical points and one political question.
Okay.
Actually, while it is true that you are one of the better-spoken talk show hosts on the radio, I caught you in an error a little while ago that surprised me. And actually, one just now. BIOS is Basic Internal Operating System.
Ah,
but,
okay.
Earlier you used the term copywritten, and it's not copywritten, it's copyrighted. Because it's not copy W-R-I-T, it's copy R-I-G-H-T.
Oh, my goodness, I'm not perfect. What a shock.
I just thought, you know, since we were talking about details like cursive writing and such, you might appreciate that.
Well, I don't think those gaffes on my part really are germane to the issue about whether people should be taught cursive writing or know how to read cursive writing. Again, under the influence of the computers, that sort of thing does seem to be going away. I know the tablets can still read cursive writing, but I think that implements like pencils and paper and everything are actually going to go away at some point.
Yeah, it could be, and it'll end up being reading block letters and stuff. And my political question, you have been talking earlier in the show about Russia sanctions, niche markets, and you mentioned Siemens. I'm wondering, how do Russia sanctions have anything to do with artificial insemination?
No, I meant the Siemens Corporation that makes those digital controllers for manufacturing, okay? I think.
Yeah, the German General Electric, yes, I know. All right,
yes.
Just having some fun, Mike. All right, take care.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, and unfortunately, again, these sanctions are going to cause a lot of harm to European businesses, and they're already talking about punitive retaliatory sanctions. Thank you for the phone call, Glenn. We're going to let you go here. We're coming up here on another commercial break. And, okay, let's see. Engineers evaluating. Apparently, there's a huge sinkhole that's opened up down there in Florida. Of course, that happens an awful lot out there. There was a gentleman named Kevin Dunleavy, as an environmentally conscious roofing contractor, and he wanted to set up his own solar array, all well and good. And then he hit a roadblock. After building all of this, the local electric company wanted to charge him $45,000 to plug his house into the utility grid because of the solar panels. And their rationale was that the local wiring wasn't going to be able to handle the electricity coming from the solar array back into the utility grid. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're gonna get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. naturesyouth.com. Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm getting a ton of email from computer enthusiasts, basically correcting the gentleman who corrected me and saying that, yes, indeed, BIOS stands for Basic Input-Output System, and I'm looking at the Wikipedia page about BIOS, and yeah, that's what I thought it meant. So, all right, there we go on that one. Now, we were talking about the utility grid. Guy put up solar panels, and the local utility said, well, we're going to charge you $45,000 to hook those things in. Seems to be a pushback. Now, a lot of people have seen in the independent media lately a whole new revelation of Monsanto's dark operations, if you will, regarding protecting its flagship product, Roundup Weed Killer, which is based on the chemical glyphosate, which has been deemed a probable human carcinogen by the World Health Organization. Now, Monsanto is currently facing over 100 lawsuits in a federal district court in San Francisco brought by people who attribute their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma to exposure to glyphosate in Monsanto's Roundup Weed Killer. And as part of the discovery process, it submitted internal documents to the court that detailed the shenanigans in the company's internal science and its dealings with regulators and the press. And apparently the Monsanto lawyers forgot to ask the judge to seal this evidence, not allow it out, and now it's gone on out. And everybody is looking at all these documents. And so over here at Zero Hedge, we have another article. Documents released yesterday in the lawsuit against Monsanto have resulted in new questions about the company's efforts to influence the news media and scientific research, and revealed internal debate over the safety of its highest profile product, the weed killer Roundup. And the New York Times today said new internal emails reveal ethical objections from former employees to ghostwriting research studies that were pawned off as independent analysis. So along with all of the lobbying, the buying out and taking over of science journals, which is how they suppressed that French study, we're now finding out that retired Monsanto workers were being hired to write research studies that were then passed off as coming from outside. That's pretty tacky. Pretty tacky indeed. Now, over at the Hanford Nuclear Waste Site, as you know, they've been dealing with the deterioration of some of the infrastructure where this radioactive material is dumped or temporarily stored. And it's turned out that, yes, the workers at Hanford Nuclear have swallowed radiation particles. They test positive for contamination. And I want to underscore the difference between exposure to radiation and contamination. Exposure means something that's radioactive, you're near it for a few minutes, and you walk away. When you get a chest x-ray, that's an exposure. Contamination is when the radioactive emitting particles enter your body. You inhale them or you swallow them. And once they are in there, they are impossible to locate and remove. And they just sit in there radiating and radiating and radiating and radiating until sooner or later you get one of the radiation-associated illnesses, cancers, leukemia. So these Hanford nuclear workers were not being given adequate protection. Because after all, they're just workers. I mean, I remember in the aftermath of 9/11 when all the first responders were looking at all this asbestos dust that had come down with the towers. And the head of the EPA stood there and said, the air is perfectly safe. You don't need protective gear. Just go on in there and clean everything up. And all of those first responders are now dealing with serious illnesses, mesothelioma, for example. Okay, so Al Gore's new film, The Inconvenient Sequel, is now out. It is, as I mentioned last week, a box office bomb. It came in at a dismal 15th at the box office, despite all of the advertising and all of the rave reviews from the liberal media. Oh, you must see this. People just didn't. Fans of Al Gore are now claiming that Paramount Pictures sabotaged the documentary. I mean, again, we're seeing this classic liberal pattern. Don't accept responsibility for things that you did wrong. Find a scapegoat. In this case, Paramount. Now, getting back to the real world, Al, over this last weekend, it snowed in Colorado in August. Just a little light dusting, but it's an indicator we're going to have an early, hard winter. And we're seeing these articles coming on out from like weather.com, where the forecast right now is for cooling temperatures in August, which is normally when temperatures tend to spike. And apparently lows of 60 Fahrenheit in Chicago, Green Bay on Friday. And these overnight lows are expected to persist in lands east of the Rockies for the next 2 weeks. It's actually getting cooler at night here in Hawaii. Now, during the day, the sun is out. It's almost overhead. So, yeah, it gets really warm here. But the nights are getting very, very cool. And yes, Claire and I have lived here long enough where we've acclimated to the tropical climate. But it is an issue here. And you've probably noticed over the last couple of weeks where the corporate media is out there talking about the extreme high temperatures all over the West, and they're just dealing with all of this. And you look at the actual map behind them, and the temperature is in the 90s, which is like normal for this time of year. They're still trying to sell this idea that the world is getting warmer, it's all your fault, to hit you with a carbon tax. And it's amazing. I have to admire their perseverance and dedication, because they've been on this since the 1990s. Almost 20 years they've been pushing this. No more winters. No more snow and ice. The ice caps are melting. Greenland's going to lose all of its ice. None of it happened. Al Gore bought himself a new home out, a beachfront home in California. Doesn't look like he thinks sea level is rising. Now, we all understand that climate does change. It always has. It always will. For the entire 4.5 billion year history of planet Earth, the environment is always changing. And we evolve along with that changing environment. I mean, if we were to teleport humans back to Earth as it was that first billion years, they would die. The environment was that hostile. But as the environment changes, as the oceans change, as the atmosphere changes, we slowly evolve to interact with the environment as it currently is. And sometimes I get really surprised at this species chauvinism when they're putting out these satellites and using these telescopes and saying, we're searching for planets where life can be found as we know it here. And you're cutting off a lot of opportunities. I think you're going to find life everywhere. And it doesn't have to be in conditions that are pleasant for humans. There could be life floating in the clouds of Jupiter. There could be something swimming in those methane pools on Titan. If you look at the extremophiles we have here on Earth, from fish that swim in the freezing waters of the Arctic to those deep crust microbes that are surviving at temperatures of hundreds of degrees, or the life forms that lurk around those deep ocean thermal vents, you come to understand the reason we are very comfortable on planet Earth is not because Earth was created perfectly for us, but because we evolved here to fit into the environment. And as the environment changes slowly in the future, we will change with it. And if we look at a world where conditions are hostile to human life, it doesn't mean that there won't be life of some kind there. All you really need is, you know, the heavy elements that you find around population 1 stars, a fluid mixing medium, either liquid or gaseous, and a source of energy. And sooner or later, you're going to get that first self-replicating molecule, and that's the beginning right there. I think there's life all over this universe. I know there's indigenous life on Mars. All righty, let's see. Let's backtrack to some of the topics we are covering in other places. Poland apparently is going to accept migrants, but only from other areas of Europe. They're trying to find a balance that will get Brussels off their back, but Poland is still closing their borders to any migrants coming from the Middle East or Africa. They're willing to basically help balance the load inside Europe. Somebody's done another study basically saying that letting the illegal immigrants stay in the United States is going to cost 6 times more than it will cost to deport them. So it's a bad financial decision letting them stay here. Somebody posted a video. African migrants go wild after crossing border. Apparently, again, single military age male. Virtually no women or children. A lot of people are very upset about that one. Down in Australia, there's a cafe that is very politically correct. And apparently they have decided on a two-tier pricing structure. Men are going to be required to pay more for product service than women to balance out gender inequality. They're calling it the man tax. I have a feeling that that cafe is not going to do very well, because the men are just going to go where they're paying the same price as the women are. Apparently, Bitcoin had another really good day, soaring to an all-time high. Everyone's saying, what's next? Well, we don't know. We don't know. I can't get away from this feeling of manipulation, of a gigantic pump and dump. I thought Bitcoin was cool, but I've had problems with it ever since the Bitcoin mining process turned out to actually be crypto breaking large blocks of public key data. Los Angeles has made $1.3 billion of welfare payouts to illegal immigrants over the last 2 years. $1.3 billion with a B, and every single penny of it a Title VIII violation. Now, we've been talking about the opium crisis in the United States. It's being supplied primarily from Afghanistan, both the legal and illegal opium. And again, we're finding out that the prescription pharmaceutical corporations who are selling the legal opium are encouraging doctors to get their patients hooked. And apparently a professor of surgery at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore is out there saying, yeah, he gave out opioids like candy. And apparently they're actually teaching in medical school, give every surgical patient a prescription for 30 to 90 opioid tablets upon discharge. Now, it's a funny thing about opium. If you are really in pain, the addictive qualities of opium are very, very weak because it's dealing with the pain. But if the pain has gone away on its own, because of the natural healing process, and you still have 40 to 50 of those opium pills left, and you keep on taking them, you're going to get hooked. Amazing. Let's see. Somebody put out a video about Monsanto attacking critics in the media over their products here. Another story here asking, if Yellowstone erupted, what would be left? Not a heck of a lot. That's the reality. But again, despite all the talk about the quake swarms and everything, the indicators of an imminent super eruption are just simply not there. And if Claire and I were on the mainland, she's never been to Yellowstone, and I would not hesitate to take her there. Will it erupt eventually? Yeah. When? Could be another 10,000 years. Don't really know. Volcanoes are kind of funny that way. Apparently, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is under severe criticism for standing by her arrested IT staffer, Imran Awan. And she's out there saying that she did the right thing by not immediately firing him after he was caught sneaking around the House computer network and fired by other members of Congress. She did not fire him until the day he got arrested. And she's out there trying to defend her actions and say, I was being a loyal friend, and so forth. I mean, how does Debbie Wasserman Schultz know that he wasn't stealing her secrets and making them available to her enemies? And the answer is, she doesn't. Or maybe she already knew that he had the goods on her, and that's why she kept him on the payroll. Very generous pay, too, for what was essentially a part-time job here. Apparently, over in Great Britain, they're passing some new privacy laws, which include a right to be forgotten from social media. And what that basically means is a lot of social media, like Facebook, for example, you can end your account, but everything you've uploaded there is still on their hard drives. Other people can search for it and find it and look for it. And the mechanism by which you're allowed to delete all of your own material is not user-friendly. One time I just wanted to delete a whole bunch of photos from my Facebook account because over time I built up a huge number of duplicates. And there's no way to simply say delete all of this category. You got to select by one, delete, select by one, delete, select by one, delete. And it's slow as all get out. All right, we're going to take a break. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I got an interesting email here from somebody who lives in the Ozark Mountains. And he's pointing out the oak acorns normally fall from the trees in late October in November, but in the last few days, this being August, the acorns are already falling from the trees. And that is another indicator. Now, you've probably all heard of the Old Farmer's Almanac or the Original Farmer's Almanac. There's actually two of them out there now. But the original one that's been around since the 1800s has always had this amazingly accurate track record of long-range forecasting of weather of importance to farmers. And a lot of people have said, how did they get that kind of accuracy in an age before satellites and computers? And it was basically they would go on out into various parts of the country and they would look at the natural indicators. Was the heavy winter coat coming in on the squirrels and rabbits? Were the acorns falling early? And so forth. And they do have an amazingly accurate long-range record for accuracy. Okay, now, again, back to the media bias. You've probably been hearing all the media reports about this scorching, hot, central European heat wave. Oh, it's horrible. It proves human-caused global warming. What they're not telling you is that at the same time and on the same data, Norway, Iceland, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, and North Africa are all below normal temperatures. Now, Wisconsin hasn't seen a temperature of 90 degrees or higher since August of 2013. Remember when Al Gore said the Arctic would be ice free by 2014 or some such nonsensical thing? There is more ice now in the Arctic than back in 1971. So, again, the corporate media is desperate to prove that they're still in control of what you think, that they can tell you black is white, hot is cold, war is peace, ignorance is strength, freedom is slavery, and have you believe it. But again, especially those of you who are living in the northern latitudes, just keep looking out your window. Look at your own thermometer. There have been so many times that the official data is shown to be crooked, going all the way back to the ClimateGate leaks from the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. And despite that scandal, Hadley is still considered an authoritative source on the warming of the planet, even though they have consistently refused to share any of the raw data and methodology with other climatologists. There is no reproducibility, and without reproducibility, there's no scientific method. Human-caused global warming is not science. It's become a religion. And again, look at Al Gore's supporters looking at the terrible box office from his mockumentary. Oh, we were sabotaged by Paramount. It had to be sabotaged by Paramount. Everybody loves Al Gore and believes in global warming. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.